Friday, February 18, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines. The Department of Labor, or DOL, of the National Economic Development and Labor Council, or NEDLAC, will meet on Friday to discuss extensive labor law amendments published for comment in December. Deputy Director General for the DOL, Les Ketteldas, said that the meeting comes a day after the closure of public comments on the Labor Relations Act, Basic Conditions of Employment Act, Employment Equity Act, as well as the Employment Services Bill. This meeting of the NEDLAC task team will actually build on the first one, which was held in January. The task team comprises members from NEDLAC constituents from business, labor, government, and the community, said Ketteldas. He said that NEDLAC partners would meet until they reached a consensus. Ugandans will vote on Friday in elections expected to return long-serving President Yoweri Museveni to power after a bitter campaign marked by opposition calls for street protests if the vote is deemed rigged. The East African country's front-running opposition candidate, Kizza Besigye, has repeatedly said that there could be Egyptian-style unrest if the poll is unfair. The discovery of billions of barrels of recoverable oil reserves along the country's western border has upped the stakes. The vote's winner will be tasked with charting Uganda's emergence as a top 50 oil producer and managing the resulting petrodollars and foreign investor interest. The Bureau for Economic Research, or BER, said that South Africa's gross domestic product growth accelerated towards 4% quarter on quarter in the final 3 months of 2010, after the economy expanded by 2.6% in the third quarter. The fourth quarter growth could result in the economy expanding by 2.7% for 2010, following the contraction of 1.7% recorded in 2009. Statistics South Africa is due to release the official fourth quarter growth figures on Tuesday, ahead of Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan's budget speech a day later. However, the BER pointed out that the growth recovery to date has not been broad-based, with robust consumer spending providing most of the impetus, while fixed investment remained poor, albeit slowly gaining traction. Also making headlines, the U.S. will allocate $150 million to help Egypt with its democratic transformation and economic recovery following the ouster of longtime President Hosni Mubarak, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said. Deadly clashes broke out in several towns in Libya on Thursday after the opposition called for protests against leader Muammar Gaddafi in a rare show of defiance inspired by uprisings in other Arab states. The long-running Doha trade talks have finally started to move after a constructive week of talks among key powers that grappled with issues of substance, the U.S. envoy to the World Trade Organization said. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.